This is a moment to reflect on the dangers of violence and immorality, as Elder Quentin L. Cook warns us of the tactics that the adversary uses to debilitate us.
The adversary takes every opportunity to fill our lives with images of violence and immorality. In some families, it is not uncommon for an angry husband or wife to hit a spouse or a child. In July, I participated in a United Kingdom all-party parliamentary forum in London. Violence against women and youth was highlighted as a significant worldwide problem. In addition to violence, others have engaged in verbal abuse. The proclamation on the family tells us those who abuse spouse or offspring will one day stand accountable before God. President Nelson strongly emphasized this yesterday morning. Please make up your mind that regardless of whether your parents did or did not abuse you, you will not physically or verbally or emotionally abuse your spouse or children. In our day, one of the most significant challenges is contention and verbal abuse related to societal issues. In many cases, anger and abusive language have replaced reason, discussion, and civility. Many have abandoned the admonition of the Savior's senior apostle Peter to seek Christ-like qualities such as temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. They have also abandoned the Christ-like quality of humility. In addition to controlling anger and bridling other passions, we need to lead pure moral lives by controlling our thoughts, language, and actions. We need to avoid pornography. Evaluate the appropriateness of what we are streaming in our homes and avoid every form of sinful conduct. Alma testified that Christ would take away sin. Without the Savior's atonement, the eternal principle of justice would require punishment. Because of the Savior's atonement, mercy can prevail for those who have repented and allow them to return to the presence of God. None can return to God by his or her own good works alone. We all need the benefit of the Savior's sacrifice. All have sinned, and it is only through the atonement of Jesus Christ that we can obtain mercy and live with God.
That was an excerpt from Elder Quentin L. Cook's talk, Be True to God and His Work. This is a moment to reflect.